He's got a mismatch there. Two dribbles, and he's got a shot. He's covered by Kraft and Jurkovic. A big mismatch.
Yep.
He could have easily taken a jump shot there without even jumping there. I mean, you could obviously see the mismatch there. He looked like he wanted to, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, but you know what? That's not their game plan.
And he knew his range is not there. So they get it on the low block to him, and he's double-teamed, so he kicks it out to the baseline and bring it in as Rick, but Rick can't get it to fall. Rebound by Siemens. Siemens cleaning up the boards for Harbor Beach.
I think he missed an opportunity there that he wished he probably had back.
Dracovic brings it down and throws up the three immediately from the top of the key, but hits the back of the flat part
down.
There.
Oh, I think went off Rick's leg.
Yeah, Rick was coming down. It was unfortunate because it would have went to USA, but it came off his leg.
Jordan Boom's in for Dustin Missouri.
2:38 to go here in the first half. Harbor Beach still 13, USA 10. Harbor Beach with the ball under the basket. Gives it to Jordan Boom for the 10-footer. No good. Rebound falls right into the hands of Rick. Rick brings it up the court. Now he gives it to Bartello. USA looks to set their offense. Back over to the right side to Rick. Down in the corner to Fletcher. Nick Fletcher brings it back to the top of the key. Now he throws it down in the corner to McBrayer. McBrayer drives in, makes it up and under, goes over Boom, and gets it in. Harbor Beach lead one now, 13-12, 2:14 to go in the second half.
That could be a weak spot in that Harbor Beach defense if a guard take it baseline or low. They're a little bit quicker than a couple of the Harbor Beach players.
They're keeping them mixed up here, I must say, USA is. They're taking some outside, taking some inside by their guards, and it's exactly what you got to do to keep the defense on their toes. Or on their heels in this game.
Another turnover by the Pirates.
And you got to give credit to Jake Holland there. He was right there up in the grill with Seaman, and Seaman went to turn around, and Holland was right there and did not reach and caused Seaman to dribble off his foot there.
Missouri back in for Booms, and Ginther in for Seaman.
So 1:55 to go here. USA with the ball. They got to bring it the full 94 feet, and they give it to McBrayer and Fletcher look to bring it up the court, and Botello. Kind of a token press. Harbor Beach is really backed up. They get it to the big guy, Holland, at about half court. He hands it off to his guard. McBrayer sets it up. Now he gives it to Holland. Holland takes the floater on the right side, just outside the paint. A beautiful shot to take the lead with that shot. 14-13.
Match up. Now they're playing a man defense.
Kraft gets it on the left side. Comes around and gives it to Ginther on the curl. Ginther splits the defenders at the free throw line. No good. Long rebound chase down there by Missouri. Missouri gives it back to Sorensen for a wide open three from the left side. And Sorensen just can't miss those three-pointers right now. The Beach regains the lead, 16-14. Minute five to go here in the first half.
Senior's doing a great job keeping Harbor Beach in this game.
Botello gets it. Rick gets it over to McBrayer. They play a little catch at the top. Now to the right side to Fletcher. Nick Fletcher swings it back to the top to McBrayer. McBrayer sees it to Holland. Holland finds Rick open underneath in the paint, and he can't hit the bunny shot. Sorensen, or Jurkovic with the rebound. They point to the clock here. They look to wait. Right now they're swinging it around the top between Sorensen and Jurkovic. Kraft has it there. Now they bring it to the top to Jurkovic. 35 seconds. 16-14, Harbor Beach looking to extend the lead and go in the locker room with the final shot. Kraft is way back by the timeline. Now Jurkovic gets in front of the fans over there. He waits. He looks at his coach. He waits. Ron calls out Cross. And he wants his coach to switch sides. They're going to run Cross here. Load it up. Now they split two and two. Jurkovic comes all the way to the right side, tries to go up over Holland. He can't. He throws it right into the hands of Botello. Botello comes up the court, takes the long three. It rims out. Comes back, and a long half-court pass there by Ginther's going to be no good. And at the end of the first half, the Harbor Beach 16, USA 14. We'll be back right after we hear from our sponsors.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Spanning 63 years in three generations, Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Our family serving yours since 1948. www.ramseyfh.com. From all of us at Ramsey for your home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
When it comes to rebates and other so-called factory incentives, all authorized dealers for any given brand have the same tools to work with. But all dealerships are not equal in other ways. More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring created 18 jobs when the company opened its doors in October 2007. Like everyone else, they had a couple of loaner cars and free coffee and a few magazines in the service waiting room, but the service and collision shops were obsessed with quality work at fair prices. Out front, the sales team put together new and used car deals you wanted to brag about to your friends. Customer service and satisfaction kept getting better and better. Car sales increased 25%. Today, More Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi to provide even more customer service and satisfaction. Of course, those things you've come to expect, such as free pickup and delivery, free loaners, and free lifetime warranties on collision work, are still standard at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
Have you dropped out? Fallen behind? Has life thrown you a curve? Does completing high school seem out of reach? Do you need an EDGE to get back on track? EDGE is a positive alternative high school completion program designed to meet the individual needs of students in a very flexible format. If you need an EDGE to complete your high school education, contact Unionville-Sebring Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194. Or visit our website at think-usa.org and click on Alternative Education.
This is Lori Kemp, President of the USA School Board. If you want to step up your child's education, visit our website at www.think-usa.org.
You can make it. We can help. Contact Unionville-Sebring Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194.
You would have told both coaches it would have been 16-14 at the half. I think they would have been surprised.
I think you're right. I think a lot of people are surprised, but two defensive teams, you know, they really key on defense. Everybody's a little bit tight, except for Jake Holland and Sean Sorensen.
Yeah, they're putting on a show. Sorensen's got four threes, and Jake Holland is Mr. Paint right now.
Yeah, he has 12, and Sorensen has 14. Other than that, one other person out of the 10 on the court have scored.
And I believe that was Eli Kraft.
Eli Kraft.
Was two. So, and how are we looking at on boards there?
Actually, Harbor Beach has more boards, 12 to 8. Obviously not very many boards because not a lot of shots, and those that have been shot have been good. Turnovers, though, Harbor Beach, I'm unofficially at 7 and 4 for USA. So they need to clean that up, and they need to come up with a plan for the big guy inside.
I think if I'm Harbor Beach, though, I saw a weakness in the first half that I think Ron Rubel is going to exploit here in the second half. I think you're going to see him come out, and they are going to pressure full court now because they had two quick steals right there. The one was a deflection. The other one was a made basket. I think you're going to see him bring that full court pressure right now. Nobody's in any foul trouble, so they're wide open to go the next 60 minutes and bring that full court pressure. So I think you're going to see Harbor Beach bring their full court pressure and go after that ball and get the quick steal. Steals mean scores, you know. So I think that's what we're going to see out of them. And I'm hoping game four, so that we keep it a good game, is making the adjustments and realizing that's coming. Because you saw it and I saw it out there.
They get a hand on just about every pass. But also Harbor Beach has to be aware of the big post parked on the Pirate in the middle. And if those guards can get it to him because he is so big. You know, that is busted, so they're going to have to get in the passing lane.
We did see that Harbor Beach has some good vertical, and they've been very smart when they run their press. They do not leave their feet until they see them pick up the ball, and then they pull back off, which is very good. And that's hard to teach a player. That's almost a mental thing to realize that when you see a player pick up the ball, then you can step back in your defense and go up a little bit higher because they're not going to be a dribbling threat.
Right.
Harbor Beach guards do a good job of reading that. Scott Gerkovich in particular, and of course Eli Kraft is very crafty, but he's very crafty and knows what he needs to do here. So we look to see this all the time. So it's something I think we're going to see come out here in the second half here.
Yep.
So.